Now, Israel or pro-Palestinian, pro-Palestine demonstrators have packed the streets of London in solidarity with Palestinians protesting in the Gaza Strip. Palestinians hold protests and rallies every year to mark Land Day. This year, the event coincided with Great March of Return rally's first anniversary. Press TV's Robert Nlekish has more from the streets of London.
As the people of Gaza demonstrated to mark the one-year anniversary of the Great Return March, pro-Palestine demonstrators surrounded the Israeli embassy in London this Saturday, demanding that the UK government cut military ties with Israel. The Israeli regime have notably killed around 270 unarmed Palestinian demonstrators since the 30th of March last year and injured upwards of 30,000. And on this Saturday, Israel continued to use lethal force against those protesting in Gaza.
Lots of people have been killed or injured or gassed. Lots of people have died, including children, medics, journalists. So we're here to say that you're not alone. We are ashamed of our government and everything that's happened and what they continue to do with their support for Israel and continued arms sales and also our media, to be honest.
It's Land Day, and also, of course, we've seen over the last year the Great March of Return, in which Gazan people have, you know, come out demanding their right to return to the lands they were expelled from. And so it's, you know, those two things coinciding. You know, it's very important that we show our solidarity, and especially here in Britain. I mean, Britain has always supported the Israeli state, has always supported Zionism right back to 1917 and the Balfour Declaration, and even today.
Approximately 1,000 people have gathered here today in the streets of London across from the Israeli embassy to oppose Israel's crimes in the Gaza Strip. They've been met by a small contingent of Israel supporters who have attempted to try and silence them, but it has not worked, and the demonstration is only growing bigger.
The protesters demanded that the United Kingdom freeze all arms sales to Israel and that their government cuts ties with Tel Aviv for the unlawful killing of Palestinian demonstrators.
It's an important event to mark 1 year since the start of the Great March of Return and also Land Day. Despite the sacrifices, despite the suffering, people showed up in Gaza, across the occupied Palestinian territories and worldwide to send a clear message that Palestinians, they have a right to live in dignity, to live in a free, as a free nation without occupation.
In London and all around the world this Saturday, demonstrators filled the streets of their capitals in solidarity with Gaza as they peacefully marched near the separation fence, calling for their right of return and the ending of the illegal blockade. Robert Nlekish, Press TV, London.